Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
Kristen, surely you have gone fishing before, right?
I have. It's been a minute, but I have.
So you know when you catch a fish, you ever done it from like a dock? Or you're just fishing right off the dock?
Yeah, yeah. That's my I don't do like that deep sea. I got motion sickness, so I don't really, I've never really done it off boats, just off docks or off the, like, like a side of a pond or lake.
So bear with me for a second. So you know when you catch a fish?
Yeah.
And you bring it out of the water, and it's sitting there on the dock or in your boat or whatever, right?
Floppy,
there.
Floppy, flopping,
right? At some point, it gives up, like, the fight, and it's just like, like
yeah.
That, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
That's how we are in Lexington right now.
What? Stop.
I know this one was going to hurt you a little bit because this is your hometown.
It is. But it's where I was born. It's where I was raised. It's where I went to college.
I don't normally talk about our business, our syndication business on the show, but if you guys dig us in Lexington, you're going to need to tell a couple of friends because we are on the dock with our last breaths right now.
Gasping for air.
We're gasping for air.
Are we gasping for ratings?
We are right now. I don't know what we're doing right in Des Moines that we're doing incorrectly in Kentucky, because Des Moines has been digging us. We just started there, right?
Yeah.
Again, I don't really talk about our syndication very much because I think it kind of bores you guys. But this one hits close to home because it's your hometown, and they are rejecting you.
Yeah.
All of them.
Maybe it's me.
Did you have a good reputation when you lived in Lexington?
No.
No, that's it.
There was no reputation.
Kristen, to put this into terms you'll understand, we're at the moment
Stop
in the
it, Tom.
Game.
No, Tommy.
Where Grant Hill is inbounding the ball.
Wow. That's why
Kristen Lehner is at the other end, and he's cocked his arm back. Yeah. You know, his dad was a former Dallas Cowboy. So he throws the ball, and Kristen Lehner turns it and turns around and just nails it.
That's not going to help our ratings at all in Kentucky.
No, it's not.
Not even a little
bit. Every time you bring up the name that shall not be named, we probably lose another listener. So it's Tommy's fault, not mine.
So both of our listeners now are unhappy in Lexington.
and we don't like Christians.
No, we don't.
So syndication is a little bit like an arranged marriage, actually, right? So the station may or may not, in some cases, like, want the Burt Show. And for whatever reason, in Lexington, it just hasn't taken off.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that they're ready to break up. But the company has stood by us and gone, just give it a little bit more time, a little bit more time. So I saw the emails the other day. And generally, when I get those emails from the station and our company is, like, backing us, going, give it more time, that usually means we got about 4 weeks.
4 weeks, huh? Oh, well, I don't know what to do.
I don't know what to do either.
Huh.
I just wanted to break it to you.
Okay.
And
so
let
it
you
doesn't
know
come
that
as a surprise? Like, often when we lose a market and we get people hitting us up on social media, like, what happened to you guys? And we're like, what do you mean? And then we find out. That's how we find out that we're no longer on the station, because listeners tell us, I can't hear you this morning.
No, this is a true trail. They're like leaving a paper trail.
Right. Okay.
So
maybe I'll just need to start singing the UK fight song every single morning at some point in time.
The email says something to the effect, I'm paraphrasing, but it was like, how do I hide this show? It's our morning show, but how do I hide it? Because the ratings were so bad.
You want to mute us?
Yes. They're like, kind of being forced to have us on, but they want to hide us.
Okay.
I'm sure we'll come back from vacation and there'll be country 102.5.
That's happened to us in Nashville. So if you still have any friends in, you know, Lexington, you might want to give them a call and just
say, hey,
we're on the dock and we're we might have just like two more of those flops left.
Two, okay.
And then the fish just gives up.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll see what I can do.
All right. All right, Cassie from Reddit, are they the a-hole? Is she the a-hole for not helping his friend launch his business?
My friend Zoltair, yes, it's a fake name, has been obsessed with ketchup ever since I met him. He's always trying out different recipes to make his own ketchup and getting me and all of our friends to try them. Recently, he made his, quote, best ketchup yet. I tried it. It wasn't bad. It was ketchup. Now he's decided he is, quote, finally going to break into the ketchup game. He is convinced he is going to launch his own ketchup company and grow it to be one of the top providers of ketchup in the United States. He literally has a photo of Heinz ketchup on a dartboard. He throws darts at it and mutters things like, I'm coming for you. Anyways, he has a scheme he wants me and others to participate in. Essentially, it involves us all going to a restaurant, sitting at different tables, and enacting lines from a scene that he wrote that will culminate in all of us trying and loving his ketchup and convincing the manager to buy it. He wants us all to memorize the lines.
This is amazing.
The gist of it is one guy is supposed to call over a waitress and say he likes the French fries but hates the ketchup. Then I'm supposed to lean over from another table and say, sorry to butt in, haha, but I have to agree. I'm tired of this old-fashioned factory-produced ketchup. Where's the real tomato flavor? After a few other people do this, my friend is going to say, you guys won't believe this, but I'm a ketchup chef and I have a few samples. Would you want to give it a shot? At this point, everyone is supposed to try my ketchup or his ketchup and act astounded by it, and basically all exclaim that it's the best ketchup they've ever had. I'm supposed to stand up on my table and make a trumpet sound effect and then yell to the entire restaurant, we have the best ketchup ever made over here. Everyone, come on over. One of the other people is supposed to get the manager of the place over, and we're all supposed to try to convince him or her to buy an order of my friend's ketchup. He's going to act surprised and embarrassed and try to tell us to stop putting this poor guy on the spot in regards to the manager. He then assumes he will make a, quote, huge sale. Then he wants to do the same operation at other places in town.
Oh my gosh, they have to do this over and over again?
I told him, no way am I doing this. I hate public speaking and acting and having attention focused on me. Also, the idea is just so effing dumb and crazy to me. I told him that straight up. He acted offended and said, I'm ruining his dreams. I am astounded by this, but some of my friends agree and think he's showing hustle and that we should all help him launch his ketchup business. Aside from his ketchup obsession, Zoltar is one of my best friends, but it seems like our friendship is being ruined over this. A lot of people are telling me I'm a jerk for going against his dream and not helping out. So am I the a-hole for not participating in my friend's scheme to convince a restaurant to buy his ketchup?
Okay, so the concept that he's presenting is not a bad concept. It's done all over. You just don't know that you're being manipulated, right? I've seen this in New York City where, and I know this for sure, that marketing companies get like 8 different people on the side of a street in New York City while one person has like some kind of electronic gadget and there are 8 people around just amazed by it. And then strangers start coming up because they see the crowd is really interested in something. And before you know it, you have sold the gadget to the strangers. Happens all the time. So the concept here is spot on. What he's asking her to do is over the top, though.
Yeah. Like, I don't think he's an a-hole for asking. I don't think the friend is an a-hole for saying no. If that is not your comfort zone, then you shouldn't have to do it. You don't have to squash their dreams and tell them this is the stupidest idea ever and that there's no room in the ketchup game, but but you shouldn't be forced to do something that you're not comfortable doing. Be like, hey, I wish you the best, but I don't like public displays. Nah, I really don't think anybody's the a-hole here.
Even if it's your best friend, though.
Yeah, no, because your best friend would never ask you to do something that makes you uncomfortable.
That's fair.
I think it's a completely a-hole move for him to not help out in any way because I think you've seen this friend. He's so passionate about his ketchup dreams. And even though it's weird to you, this is something that means a lot to him. And so while maybe public speaking isn't your thing, maybe there's a way for you to go and be supportive and at least look like you're enjoying his ketchup. Maybe you don't stand up on a chair and do a trumpet noise, but at the very least, you can dip your fries in some of his ketchup sauce.
I agree with Abby. I agree.
Thank you.
I do.
I don't necessarily think there's an a-hole here because I appreciate his hustle. I don't think there's anything wrong with what my man is trying to do. But if I were the best friend, I would try to help, but I would try to help in a way I was more comfortable helping. Mm-hmm. And I probably would only do it once. Like, we're not going to every restaurant in the city to do it, but I would have at least one or two of these in me if I'm the best friend.
What were the responses?
Buster saying, not the a-hole, and then a few requests to put me in touch with this man ASAP. I see promise here.
He's a hustler.
I'm telling you, look at this. Look for this on the streets, because this happens all the time, where you've got like four people that are looking at something, and they are purposely bringing in people, strangers, that are interested. It's like when you go outside, and if you look up, people will start immediately looking up to see what you're seeing. It's no different in marketing.
That's fascinating.
The Burt Show.